Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, February 14th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Shoplifting, now a national crisis. U.S. Attorney John Durham investigating Hillary Clinton's campaign. The Freedom Trucker Movement goes global. A report ranks the most democratic countries on earth. Congratulations to the L.A. Rams. Also, do you speak progressive? But first, retailers across the country shuttering stores to avoid shoplifters. National chains closing locations include Trader Joe's, Target, Walgreens. CVS reporting a 300% jump in store theft since 2019. One Rite Aid in Manhattan was robbed of $200,000 since Christmas. According to police, a San Francisco crime ring stole $8 million in merchandise from local pharmacies within a month. Why? Little punishment in liberal cities for criminals. Special Counsel John Durham probing Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Court documents show her lawyers paid a tech firm to infiltrate internet servers at Trump Tower. Campaign chair John Podesta then used the information to link Trump with Russia. Says the former president, quote, "This is a scandal far greater than Watergate, and those involved in this spying operation should be subjected to criminal prosecution," unquote. Inspired by anti-mandate protests in Canada, the so-called Freedom Trucker movement spreading to Europe and beyond, convoys descended on the capitals of France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. The Department of Homeland Security warning similar protests are likely to happen in America. The agency believes a convoy could make its way from L.A. to D.C. before President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. The Economist magazine ranking the most democratic nations on the planet, top of the list, Norway, New Zealand, Finland. Least democratic places, Afghanistan, China, North Korea. USA is number 26 between France and South Korea. Congratulations to the LA Rams for winning the Super Bowl, although the Cincinnati Bengals played them pretty much even and could have won the game with better play calling in the fourth quarter. Anyway, it was a good game. In a moment, the far left wants to change democracy. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Do you speak progressive? Way back in 2006, I wrote a book called Culture Warrior, which quickly became a number one bestseller. In that book, I put forth the goals of the progressive movement, what they really want besides power and money. Now, 16 years later, it has all come true. The far left controls the man in the White House, most TV news operations, newspapers, and Hollywood. I'd say that's a pretty impressive resume. But many Americans still don't understand the progressive language, so I am here to help. That's just the kind of guy I am. Here now, the lexicon. Social justice, that's the big one, the tent under which most minority grievances are displayed. Equity, the solution to social injustice. The government and private enterprise favoring minority groups and sometimes women. Restorative justice, the movement not to punish criminals with incarceration. This, of course, has led to thousands of murdered Americans, most of them minorities. Climate justice, the destruction of the fossil fuel industry and the allocation of massive government funds to support mostly speculative alternative energy plans. Economic justice, guaranteed salaries and jobs. Income inequality, another big progressive tenet. This is the justification for socialism, whereby the federal government controls the money flow to Americans, taking from the haves, giving to the have-nots, with no work requirements or substance testing for the folks receiving other people's money. Inclusion, preference for certain social categories, i.e. gay, trans, minorities. Food insecurity, free food for the poor. Housing insecurity, free or heavily subsidized shelter for the poor. Reproductive rights, abortion on demand at any time for any reason, funded by taxpayer dollars. No rights for the unborn, no rights for the fathers. There are other far-left codes, but those are the headlines. Progressives have now reached the apex of their power, with the ill-informed having no blanking idea about what is actually happening in this country. So this is quite the brave new world, is it not? And I don't think President Biden and Vice President Harris would object to any of the progressive stuff, which is frightening. And know this, if progressives get what they want, there will be no safe spaces. What you have earned throughout your life with sacrifice will become a target of seizure by a powerful government. That is the plan. However, there is still time to defeat it, and the November vote will be key. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And this upcoming weekend, you can see the best parts of the Trump-O'Reilly history tour on BillO'Reilly.com. So I hope you check that out. It'll be worth your while. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Valentine's Day is here. More than 50% of all Americans will celebrate with cards, candy, flowers, romantic dinners, even lavish vacations. Wow. While the holiday is commonly associated with Cupid, its origin goes back centuries. Valentine's Day was originally an ancient Roman ritual for fertility. The event was called the Celebration of the Wolf. Towns across the Roman Empire picked a day in early spring when young women would be forced to marry men by a lottery. In the 5th century, the Pope replaced that brutal pagan festival with a day honoring Saint Valentine. A few hundred years earlier, the Italian priest openly defied the Roman Empire. At the time, the ruler decreed that only single men could be drafted into the Roman army. Against his order, Valentine, the bishop, married hundreds of Christians to spare the husbands from going off to war. Well, that did not sit very well with the emperor, who beheaded Bishop Valentine. Now, the first official Valentine's Day card dates back to the 1500s. It features the Roman god of love, Cupid. Fast forward a few centuries, and the holiday now translates to big business. Following Christmas, Valentine's Day is the biggest spending season, generating more than $20 billion in total sales. Most popular candy, as I mentioned, and consumers will spend $3 billion on sweets, but be careful, all that sugar is not good for you. Flowers may be better. If you are thinking of saving some cash, no way. Polls show most Americans will consider leaving their partner if they don't get a nice gift on Valentine's Day. And here's something else you might not know. More than 9 million Americans will take a knee today, not to protest, but to pop the big question. Valentine's Day, the biggest proposal day of the year. So have a good one. I hope Cupid is kind to you. And be glad we don't live in the Roman Empire. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.